This is for the G's and this is for the hustler. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's. This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's. Freeze. At ease. Now let me drop some more of them keys.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Speaking Treatment. My name is Justin Grant. I am your host, and my beautiful co-host is
Alexandra Grant,
my wife. Before we get started, I have a huge announcement to make and big props to throw out to you guys. We have climbed our way up the ladder and we are now in the top 10% of all podcasts globally.
Whoop, whoop.
So thank you for everything that you guys have been doing. Make sure you're downloading. Make sure you subscribe. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. Share it with your foes. Share it with your exes, because we may say something that really may support your argument you had the entire time in your relationship.
You were always right.
This is the way to prove it. Share it to them. You can share it directly from the app. So make sure you're doing that, guys. Thank you very much. Thank you so, so much for helping us reach the top 10%. So we'll go ahead and kick it off. I will turn it over to this lovely lady and let her tell you what we are going to be talking about today.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about social media guidelines. Basically, how we came up with this topic was I saw something so messed up today. You remember the stock market app? That kicked us off. That's what spurred on this whole topic here. The stock market app. It's an app. I'll get into this in just a minute. Okay.
Are you talking about the Robinhood GameStop thing?
No. Okay. So social media is how we started talking, right?
Yes.
I'll show you where I'm going. Hold on. We really got to know each other through that, even after we had met in person, even after we worked together a little bit. That's how we really got to be in each other's lives a lot, right?
Yes.
Okay. But research shows that social media has a major negative effect on relationships and marriages.
Not ours.
Not ours, but.
Well, here's another point.
I'm not ready for your point yet. I'm not even done.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm done with my little spiel. I'm saying that it leads to infidelity, it leads to conflicts, it leads to jealousy, and then it even leads to divorce. Bum, bum, bum.
Which is my point, after you told me tonight, after we discussed what the topic was going to be, I looked it up and I was blown away by this statistic. 30% of divorce orders cite Facebook as a source for the divorce somewhere in the order.
Like specifically Facebook?
Specifically Facebook.
I have another little stat for you. 30%
of all orders. That is insane. And real quick, another side note here.
Mm-hmm.
They asked like hundreds and hundreds of attorneys,
right,
if they had seen an increase in social media in general being the cause for divorce, and 80% of them said yes.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I did a lot of research today. And they found that 1 in 3 marriages end in divorce because of social media-related disagreements.
Woo! All right, let's jump into it.
Yeah, so we developed, Justin and I, developed a list of social media guidelines in the beginning of our relationship that made us feel comfortable. We'd had some bad past experiences, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, and so we just had a conversation. It was never something we had to do or that we were forced to do, but we got a lot of peace from these things, and it led to zero arguments over the last few years having to deal with this subject at all, while so many of our friends did argue over things related to social media.
And many of them argue publicly.
Yeah, on social media. Go figure.
Exactly.
So I just wanted to like jump into what some of these guidelines were that we did.
Is that fine?
Okay. We have always kept our profile picture or cover photo having the two of us in it, or our whole family with both of us in it.
Exactly.
On a side note though, I said that really the profile picture seems to work better to like deter the opposite sex with bad intentions, because that's what they see when they see like friends you may know or whatever. If they see two happy married people in it, they usually don't click add friend. But if you're just in the cover photo, they don't see that part until they go to your profile picture.
Yeah, so you were talking about the profile picture.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, like you said, the profile picture is the first thing that you're going to see when you're scrolling through, and it says, what is it, suggested friends?
Yeah, friends you may know. Or something like that.
I think that most...
We've always kept each other in our profile picture.
Yeah.
And if we weren't in the profile picture, like if it was Mother's Day or something and we put our moms up there.
That's a temporary.
Yeah, but we were still in the cover photo.
Yeah, yeah.
We've always made sure our marriage is seen.
Which would lead me to this point of, if you're married, do you agree or disagree? Your bio should say that you're married.
Oh, for sure. Like mine says married to Justin Grant. I have this many kids, blah, blah, blah.
You would be amazed at the amount of people out there that they don't have any kind of a bio. Or, well, they have a bio, but they don't have any kind of a relationship status. As a matter of fact, quite the opposite.
That's another one, too, though. You can have your relationship status not show up either.
Exactly.
But ours says married.
But guess what shows up automatically?
What?
It'll say looking for.
Really?
Typically, it'll automatically, like... You know, if you sign up as a female, it'll say looking for men.
Yeah.
If you sign up as, you know, a male, vice versa. A lot of them leave it like that. So you could really get the wrong impression.
Dirty birdie.
Oh, this is just
the tip of the iceberg.
Scratching the surface here.
Yeah. Another one that we had was, we do not instant message members of the opposite sex. When we have had to do that, we make it a group chat with you and me.
But what about when you get that message like, hey, girl, let me get all up in your DMs.
Then
we were just
like,
talking about that and how dirty that sounds.
I know. Sliding into someone's DMs. That sounds so gross.
Sliding in your DMs.
That already sounds dirty.
Your dirty mamas. That does not sound good.
I don't want you sliding anywhere, please, sir. That I don't know. Please go away. But no, I mean, even with our friends, like our mutual, like male friends, I've always put them in a group chat with you.
Yeah. Yeah, you have.
Yeah. So that just seems.
Yeah, because you were a part of the. So what she's referring to is she was in the multi-level marketing game and still is involved in that. And typically, okay, well, God, I mean, come on. You've seen my wife. You've seen her. She's beautiful. And she is the most beautiful woman that, no offense to you other ladies out there,
Thank you, honey.
But to me, she is the most beautiful woman that has ever walked the face of this earth.
The apple of your eye.
She is. And I'm sure there's other men out there that probably agree with me. And a lot of them want, you know, they wanted to sign up with her, but not because they believed in any kind of a product or a opportunity.
Yeah, and then as soon as I put you in a group chat,
they
would
done.
Disappear.
They were like, I don't care about my health. I'll die of a heart attack tomorrow. I just wanted to try to, you know, talk to you.
I'm going to go eat my McDonald's.
Yeah, I'm going to finish eating my McDonald's. I had a burger in one hand and my phone in the other, but whatever. So, yeah, they don't always have great intentions.
And even with the people that we know do, like our friends, they just understand that that's just something that we do.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they do. And it's not because of a trust thing. It's more of a respect thing because you don't want to get the wrong, you get the wrong impression once. It typically can
escalate from there.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But I mean, you and I kind of have like a very outgoing personality. So some people mistake it as flirting anyway. So, I mean, that would just be easy for them to like be misled by something innocent. But as long as we're both in there, nobody
can
misread
with
anything.
That.
What do you mean?
Because I think that's the way that it was in the very beginning.
Yeah.
But
I'm not saying we're flirty now. I'm just saying we're very outgoing and outspoken. And some people take that the wrong way.
How could you take that as flirty?
Some people would take anything as flirty.
Well, if they're, you know, if they desire it enough, I'm sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Why else were they talking to you?
I guess I don't know. I mean, that just to me, that seems like, oh, you're an outgoing person. You're flirting with me.
I got accused of flirting with my gay teacher once. Like, me and him got accused of flirting. It was just that we're outgoing people. I was like, he's actually gay. Like, he has a boyfriend. He's not bi. He is straight gay. And people were like, do y'all like each other? I was like, what do you mean? We're like best friends. That was just crazy. It's just we're outgoing and fun and silly.
Well, I mean, I guess. But people also love drama, so.
That's true. Okay.
Well, while we're on this topic, though.
Uh-huh.
Of the sliding into the DMs, yo.
That sounds so gross.
I know it does. That's like why that. I keep saying it.
Okay.
How do you handle that?
I always don't answer it.
Okay. How do you handle it? I'm about to throw her a curveball here.
Okay.
Here we go. Here's the windup.
Okay.
Here's the pitch.
Okay.
What about when you love sports? What about when someone adds you on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
You decline.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Uh-oh.
I know exactly where you're talking
You know exactly
about.
Where I'm going with this.
And then they make a new Facebook.
And then they make
profile?
A new Facebook. They don't just make a new Facebook. We're not saying they just make a new Facebook and then they send you a request and they have all of three friends. We're talking they went and added everybody. They still have 194 friends. And they add you. You decline. They create a new Facebook and they
I declined and then blocked because it got like
three times. Okay, so I should have explained that better. You blocked the Facebook, another profile with
How
the same
How many are we up to now? Like three or four?
I thought it was like five. Well,
it was at least four, I think. Yeah,
I don't
like,
know if I'm counting Instagram.
Decline,
or not.
Decline, block. No, that person doesn't have an Instagram, I don't think. Did they?
I don't know. But we're talking about going out of their way and no past history.
No.
None at all. And so
I went on a double date with the brother once. I didn't go on a date with that person.
So what do you do about that?
I just kept blocking, and I guess I'll block the next random profile that they create, too.
All right.
It's different.
Well, if you're out there, don't be a brat. And I'm just saying.
What?
It's very similar to the name.
Oh, okay.
So I'm totally going to throw some money at the area around where that person lives to make sure they hear those. Anyway. Yeah, so it's kind of pathetic for one.
Okay.
Just saying.
Anyway.
But no, okay, so that leads me to this point, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you like that. That leads me to this point. Anyone, though, in general, that just... let me ask you this. What is the worst first impression message on any form of social media that you have ever gotten? It can be anything. A photo, a message of...
Well, I'm not even going into photos. Every girl knows what the worst photo you can get is. Yeah. But...
I'm sure they were
they're
proud.
Usually just like... It's usually just like, hey, girl, what's up? That's usually the very first message you get.
Hey, girl,
like,
what's
time,
up?
Yeah. Or like, hey, beautiful, how's it going? Well, it's something generic
easy.
Like that. Yeah. But my favorite thing that one of my friends taught me to do was send a money request.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of girls actually. And honestly, I've seen a lot of girls putting these people on blast. Like they will
screenshot it, especially if that person's in a relationship.
They'll screenshot it and post it. I think that's funny. I love that.
Yeah.
Because I won't comment, but you guys, if you're listening to this and you
keep
do that,
doing it, y'all.
You know that I read it. If I come across it, I read it and I laugh. And I sit here and I'm like, oh my God.
He genuinely laughs out loud.
I do, because I'm like, this idiot right here. I mean, like, do you not know? Like, oh my God, how stupid are you? But when me and Alex first started talking, and it started on social media, and it didn't start, like, it got serious on social media. But it's not the first time that a Facebook message had been exchanged. I got shut down.
Oh, man. Yeah, you did.
And I was being very serious about it.
He was like, if you need any help at all, you know, with your business, blah, 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 like, this is what I do. Okay, thank you. I'm good.
No, she just wrote, "Okay, thanks." I ran a legitimate branding and marketing company that targeted people in the same industry that she was in. I had sent that message to tons of people. Now, I mean, I might have, you know, personalized it a little bit for her with, you know, the emojis and stuff, but I'm just saying.
That was the first time I said no.
That was the first time. Just the first time.
The second time you sent it, like a year later, I still said no, didn't I?
No, I only sent it once.
I thought I said no like two times.
Mm-mm.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, scroll back.
That'd be a lot of scrolling.
That would be a lot of scrolling.
Okay.
Okay, we'll move on.
All right.
This is to be circled back to.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. We have the passwords to each other's stuff. Everything. Like phone password, Facebook password, everything.
All of it.
Yeah.
Well, we got new phones. We upgraded to the iPhone 12 something.
Pro Max something Pro or something.
Something something. Anyway, and it logged us out of a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
She picked my phone up the other night. She couldn't find hers. I hadn't even logged into my Facebook from it yet. And she was like, "Why are you logged out of your Facebook?" Well, I don't know, because I've had the phone for all of an hour and a half. And, you know, I don't really know. It becomes like natural for everything to just be like up front.
Yeah. Like we leave our phone space up on the table. That doesn't even have anything to do with social media. But I mean,
logged into my Facebook a minute ago on the computer that you were using.
But all y'all know, if your significant other starts putting their phone face down, it starts going off at random times. They start like being like, "I got to go to the bathroom." And like, you know, they're going in there and read text messages and stuff. Quit being sneaky.
Silencing it when they typically don't.
Yeah. So we leave our stuff face up and it's so nice. It's like freeing. If y'all don't live this life, y'all need to do that, because it is really freeing for somebody to be able to access any of your stuff anytime. We don't have to. I mean, No. We don't. We don't usually go through it. I mean, I'll get on there and scroll your Facebook feed because I'm tired of looking at mine sometimes. But I do. You have different people. So I'm like, oh, what's everybody else saying in the world?
Real quick though, bear with us guys, because we're not just sitting here bragging about what we do right. We're really about to get into the nitty gritty and the dirty, stuff that I learned. We're talking,
a few hours ago.
Yeah. A few hours, 6 hours ago. I learned some
scandalous
things that is just mind blowing. So,
okay. It's mind bottling.
Yeah,
like getting your thoughts trapped in a bottle.
Oh my God.
We've been doing the Will Ferrell thing
today. Yep. Which is... part of how we started talking. Okay.
Yeah. Come on, Justin. Keep up with me. Okay. So like I was saying, so I was just saying, like, it just holds the person accountable without having to check on them constantly.
That's true.
You know?
I love it.
I do too. It's really just really nice to not have anything to hide, you know?
Yes.
Another thing is we never have exes on our Facebook ever.
I can't say that.
Well, Justin didn't even know. Okay. But I'm talking like not even dated in the seventh grade kind of exes.
Oh, okay. So a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't even know this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I wrote this down. I bet you wouldn't have even remembered.
I really wasn't even going to bring it up. I did not remember. I wasn't even talking about that.
So a couple of weeks ago, an old friend of mine, she went and
Not the ex.
No, not the ex.
We're not friends with exes.
No, just a friend.
Okay.
She went and she tagged me in this this post or something that was like from years ago and everything. I don't know. Maybe it came up on memories or something. She tagged me and like 20 other people. One of those people was an ex of mine. And it was kind of odd to me because typically exes are blocked or, you know.
Yeah, like they show up just the word that their name is. Yeah,
it's kind of blacked out. It's not in blue when they're tagged.
Okay. Or sometimes it's not like bold. It's just like regular print.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Okay. So I noticed that hers wasn't. And I was like, and I have no idea why. I'm glad I did, but I have no idea why I clicked on it. And when I did, it popped up and it didn't say add friend. It said message.
And I was like, why you got an X on your... Because he was like, look, I used to date this girl and da 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 da.
No, I'd already deleted her by then.
Yeah.
And I was showing you pictures of me, and as I was scrolling through, hers was in like one of the middle ones. So
yeah.
Don't be telling people.
You were telling me that y'all dated though.
Yeah, I know, and I'm glad I did when I came across.
I'm glad that you'd already deleted it without me having. But I had already
deleted her because I was like, what the, like. Why is
we
she on
don't
my Facebook?
Have exes on our Facebook.
So yeah, no, you're an ex for a reason. Get them off of there. I can tell you that, based on some other past experience that not that I had, but someone very very close, formerly closely related to me, I called that one in the very beginning.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the other person have exes on their Facebook either.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're still talking to them, probably.
They're probably still talking to them. And don't be getting kids involved with an unstable person like that, because they very, very easily could just revert back to their old behavior. And guess what
and
they did?
Their old ex.
Yep.
Bum, bum, bum. This is going to have
the
a lot of that in
thickens.
It. Okay, but I'm talking, like I said, like we're talking even like seventh grade kind of exes. Like if there was ever any interest at any point in time, then there could be now. And who wants that argument? I'm never going to show you or make you feel like you have to compete with somebody, you know?
Yeah.
We just don't do that. So, this one's hard because we both do this one and we have to practice it. And sometimes it ends in a little argument. Do not spend more time on social media than with each other. We've both been guilty of this in the past, and it's something that we have to work on sometimes. But your significant other should not have to look at the back of a phone to talk to you.
Well, that just eliminated all of my notes, because I think that there's no way to sum it up better than that.
Yeah, because, I mean, that even goes with texting and stuff, though. Like, we say, like, or okay, anything. We'll finish that text if it's important, and then let's talk. And we put the phone down and we talk.
Anything. I have a problem checking work emails.
Oh my gosh,
or
you
checking
email
my
all
stocks.
The time, yeah.
Or, you know.
Oh yeah, we're about to get into those
anything.
Stocks, Justin.
Huh?
We're about to get into those stock apps, okay?
I am still so freaking confused about what you're talking about. But anyway, evidently this is going to be a business. This is going to be a bizcast,
no,
too.
No, it's not.
So, yeah. Anything that can divert your attention away from the other person, you know, that's your person.
Yeah.
Put your phone down, because guess what? You reading about Billy Bob or Barbara Ann talking bad about.
What kind of people do you
Billy
know?
Bob and Barbara Ann talking bad about Biden. I just came up with a tongue twister.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
That was crazy.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, they don't care. They don't care. They're going to complain about their freaking neighbor's dog. So.
That's probably us complaining about the neighbor's dog.
We do have a really bad dog. If you guys have ever heard a dog barking in the background.
That's our neighbor.
That's our neighbor.
Ugh.
And well, then their dog barks
are.
Too.
That's what I was just thinking. Okay. Another one. And I can't believe that you didn't bring this one up, Justin. What about people liking just your photos?
Because I haven't had this problem.
Yes, you have.
Okay, I had the problem because you made it the problem. It was a legitimate problem.
Some people like to go like your significant other's posts where they're just in it, and they don't like the posts that you're in. So that kind of seems like a problem.
It's true. It's yeah. true. Yeah, that shows some kind of an interest that's not shared,
not appropriate
mutually, and it's definitely not appropriate. So if you find things like that, that might be a red flag to be like, hey,
if you're doing that, that's a red flag.
That is very true. It's a good
yeah.
point.
Like, don't be going and liking some guy's pictures and then not liking his family's pictures. Or if you're a guy, don't be going and liking this woman's pictures and not liking her and her kids and her and her husband and stuff like that. So yeah, something we have not dealt with, but this is a major issue, is if you do have friends of the opposite sex on your Facebook and you find yourself like searching up their page a lot or commenting things
Ooh.
You shouldn't when you know, like your spouse would probably think that it's flirty or inappropriate or something like that. Or maybe, you know, y'all do talk and you share thoughts and feelings that, you know, you don't take to your spouse. That is 100% then gone from platonic to romantic.
Mm-hmm.
It has. But I mean, just even, and I read something today where it was called micro cheating.
God, that pissed me off.
Yeah.
There's
stupid.
No such thing as micro cheating. It's cheating.
It's cheating. It's an emotional cheating. Affair if, at that point, if that's what you're doing. But
I mean, let's touch on that one a little more. Go ahead.
I'll let you go. You want to talk about it? Go.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Well, micro cheating is stuff like I mentioned, like small things that could be considered cheating.
Small things like what?
I don't like know off the top of my head.
Small things like liking every one of their selfies.
Oh, well, I mean, that's a little extreme.
Going to them with, how was your day? Oh, yeah, you had a great day. But I had to sit in traffic for an hour just to come up with some
like
kind of a
some,
conversation.
Like,
just something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, guys, guess what? Everybody has problems. Shut up and deal with it. Or take it to the person that you decided to be with.
Yeah, Justin and I already decided a long time ago that having a person in your life that you talk to about issues and things outside of your spouse, that's an emotional affair.
That's true.
We labeled it that a long time ago.
I had a girl that worked for me one time, and really, I mean, looking back on it, it was a very professional relationship, but I guess that...
Excuse me while I laugh all over the microphone.
I guess that it did become more of a...
And this was not during me, so I'm fine. I just still think it's hilarious.
It became more of a, you know the saying, when you have a new boss, what is one of the first things they tell you? They introduce themselves, and then as you're leaving, they always say, my... door is
always open,
and you can overstep that boundary, and it can become not anything sexual, not anything where you're actually interested, but that door being open could be too far open.
So much time being empathetic to someone and listening to their issues and giving them advice and all that, you don't have anything left when you get home.
Exactly.
So
that's very true.
At that point, emotional affair, because you're not talking to your spouse that much.
You can't, what is it?
Pour from an empty cup.
There it is.
So, yeah.
Go
to your spouse with your troubles and your problems. And if you can't, then move on.
You have a bigger issue there. And don't go talking to your other, whoever this other person is, about your spousal issues.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's a huge, because... Think about it like
this. That's another one dealing with social media.
Yep.
You were saying, like, don't air out all your dirty laundry.
Here we go.
Yeah, okay. Keep going.
If that person happens to be interested and you go to them and you're like, oh, Donnie over here, you know, he
what is
he
with
does
all your
this?
Names, Justin?
I don't know. I'm just trying to.
Oh, my gosh.
Donnie or Brenda or Barbara Ann.
Yeah.
Barbara Ann hates Biden.
Barbara Ann.
If you're going to them with problems and they, you know, say they have an interest in you, do you really think you're going to get good, unbiased advice, or are you going to get something that might pull you into their orbit?
Ooh.
Yes, like
I
do think that. I can't even, I've been watching Frozen
sandwiches.
So much. There it is. Yep. That's what I was going for. My God. Lord. We've watched Frozen 100,000 times.
That's why our brains are fried, if you can't tell just a little bit. We're also sitting here doing this in the dark right now because I've had a migraine for like 3 days.
Yeah, she has. I feel
so Justin
really
like
bad.
Dimmed all the lights everywhere so I could even be downstairs.
But before we started, she said that it was romantic.
It's romantic-y.
I'm going to play off of it. but yeah, you know, you don't want to get advice. I mean, Dr. Phil, he's not... over here giving, you know, I don't like you because you have hair. You know, he's very unbiased, like most.
He's not trying to slide into the DMs of the catch me outside girl.
Yeah. I mean, like most any kind of therapist or reputable unbiased sources.
That's why a lot of therapists can like diddle their patients, though, is because, what? Yeah, it's because like you confide in that person and y'all build like this emotional connection.
That's a thing.
Yeah. Did you not watch the movie You, Justin?
It's not a movie.
Where did you think that? You're right. It should be. They should do a movie version.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
John Stamos.
John Stamos.
Okay. I don't know if that's
she got John Stamos. No, it is a thing. I read about it after that because there was a whole thing that came out about it, about how many inappropriate therapist-patient relationships there are.
Well, remind me to stop going to mine.
He's a man.
He is, but we don't know what his intentions are.
I'm just saying, you build that emotional connection when you talk to somebody about your problems all the time.
Yeah, that's true. So that's a really good supporting argument. She's smiling right now, trying not to laugh.
Just because we're getting so off topic. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have any more?
I did. yeah. Just because you're mad at your other person, you didn't take trash out. Come back at me with something.
Well, you didn't ask me to.
Posting Facebook status as we speak. I supposedly now have to ask my other person to do simple tasks. Hashtag, God grant me the serenity not to kill this mother. Hashtag, my soul is not gonna kill this mother.
Hashtag, I'm about to take the trash out myself, and I'm not talking about the trash.
Hashtag, I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T, do you know what that means? Woman. Shut up. My God, we don't care.
It is not just women that do that,
you know,
Justin.
I know, it's
it is not.
Not
just
know,
women that
know,
do that,
men
okay?
Do it too. I know men do it too, but guess what, guys? When you do that, you know what we think of you? It's the same as posting pictures of your cats or your kids on vacation. Nobody cares.
I like your pictures of, I don't like cats, but I like your kids on vacation. That's adorable.
No, I mean, you can post pictures of your kids on vacation. I'm just saying. Don't post pictures of your cats.
You just got a little excited.
Don't post any pictures of your cats.
Unless they're chasing, or unless they get scared by a cucumber.
Oh my God.
And then post that.
Yeah.
We did really like
She didn't believe
videos.
Me about cats being afraid of cucumbers until I showed her
if
the
y'all
video.
Have never seen this, Google it.
It's kind of funny.
YouTube it. It's great.
It's actually pretty funny.
Okay.
So, yeah, don't post every bad thing that happens in your relationship on, and forgive me for my kids thing. I didn't mean that as a literal thing.
He's just it's a butthead. Don't worry.
It's not that I'm a butthead. It's the stereotypical things people don't like on Facebook. Have they yet? Listeners, y'all have never seen an episode of The Office. Come on, they talk about it on there.
I love The Office, Justin.
They mention it on there. Come on.
I know that I watch The Office.
Don't be hashtag canceling us. No, seriously.
He don't like kids.
Justin doesn't like children. He's got like 19 of them, but he don't like kids. No, I like mine. No.
Oh my God.
Seriously, I'm kidding. No, seriously though. Airing your dirty laundry is not just, I mean, okay. One,
you're gonna forgive
you
that person.
You're gonna exactly. You're gonna forgive them.
You're probably gonna delete
you're gonna
it.
You're gonna regret
like
it. You're gonna
forget.
Yep. But what does it do? Going back, say you got that guy or that girl on there that might be a little bit too interested.
Ooh, yeah, it opens the door.
It opens the door for them to slide their way into your DMs.
I really hate it when you
I know
say
you
that.
Do.
That's disgusting.
I just keep
to me.
Repeating it because I know you hate it.
I know. Okay, but this is where I want to go from there.
Okay.
So we listed kind of our guidelines that never led to anything bad happening. But
okay.
There are so many daggum cheating apps now.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Apps designed to cheat.
Okay, so the first time I ever even heard of anything like this, I was watching an episode of the Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy pitched the idea of WhatsApp
right.
to Mark Cuban and, you know, Herjavec and Leary and O'Leary and all of them. And, you know, some, they were like, nope, don't feel comfortable with it. It's an excuse for cheating. Cuban jumped on it for a really good reason. He had a completely different vision for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't say that I would have been able to jump on that idea
And which one of them said that they wouldn't want their wife to have it? Is it Kevin?
I don't know if it was Kevin O'Leary or Robert Herjavec, but one of them said that, and it's I wouldn't want my wife to have an app where the message disappears, but it goes a lot deeper.
Yeah, that just doesn't show up on your text message stuff and like your call logs and stuff. It does not disappear.
WhatsApp doesn't disappear?
No, Snapchat disappears. Their messages disappear.
Okay, then maybe I have it wrong. Maybe Cuban was the one that wanted to change the vision of that. Okay, well, don't cite me on that. I'll have to get back to you on it. So, but there are a ton of apps out there that
WhatsApp
do that.
WhatsApp is a really popular cheating app, though. And that's what I was going to do, was go through some of the most popular.
That's why I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Yeah. So, I mean, back in the day, though, it was just things like WhatsApp and Snapchat and things like that, even though Snapchat was designed to be made for fun and everything. But I looked into this after Justin and I looked into the disappearing Facebook conversation thing,
which we just found out about today, because this
we
is,
actually like tried it on each other.
We tried it on each other sitting beside each other.
What the heck is this?
And so
secret,
if you've ever looked at the Facebook secret conversations, I forgot what it actually says. You open the
Messenger
app up,
and then you can click secret.
Yeah, you can click secret. Now, I thought this was, I guess maybe I was a little naive. I thought it was kind of like the hidden Google search thing, which
like
I had accidentally found out about the other day when we were going down the road and I hit it.
This all accidentally stuff makes you sound sketchy.
I know.
I'm just gonna tell you.
No, I felt like an 80-year-old man because I'm like, why is my phone doing this? Why is my phone doing this? It's all black and stuff. And Alex is holding my phone going, what did you do? And I'm like, I don't freaking know. She figured it out. And evidently there's also a private
browsing app where it doesn't keep your history.
Yeah, private history secret thing.
Well, you're really bad at explaining technology.
Yeah, man, I guess I am. Anyway, Facebook has the same thing, and yeah, we tried it out today, and it was, well,
it was pretty sketchy.
Yeah, very sketchy, to say the
hashtag
least.
Hashtag sketch.
Mm-hmm.
So you click on it, and then you can pick a timer for, and it goes from anywhere from 5 seconds to a day. And so I like sent him a message, and I said, dirty stuff, dirty stuff, dirty stuff.
That's
and then,
not what she said.
That's exactly what I said.
And then
I put a 5 second timer on it, mm-hmm. and it only let him read that for 5 seconds, and then it deleted it. Like it was never there. And then my other messages from Saturday where I had sent him some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They stayed in a separate folder, so you could delete that whole conversation that we had today, but then the other folder, it looked like we'd only talked on Saturday.
That's true.
That is sketchy, y'all.
That's messed up.
What else could you use that for besides cheating?
I would use it...
to plot a murder?
For...
just saying.
I would use it for litigation purposes, but then again, I'm not going to turn to Facebook for that. So... cheating.
Yeah. Okay. So here's some other popular cheating apps. So if you notice on your other significant other's phone that there's any of these on there.
You're starting so much crap with people.
I'm about to.
You were starting so much.
Y'all go check all these.
Jesus.
I did extensive research into this.
Lord, this is not what we condone.
Okay. So actually, I did not know that Ashley Madison was a thing, even though I knew there was like a whole list of people that came out. I thought it was like the Ashley Madison report where it just like leaked a bunch of married people had done it, you know?
Yeah.
But no, it's actually a place where 60 million people, married or in a relationship people, have this app. Yucky ducky. Snapchat can be used because the messages disappear. So when we're sitting across the table from
you. Hold on a second. Keep talking. I want to look something up. Keep talking.
Okay.
This is a good point.
Okay. So when someone's sitting across the table from you, right, and their Snapchat Messenger keeps going off, Justin, do we not know what they're doing?
Well, obviously.
We knew exactly what they were doing, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tinder, which I think everybody knows about Tinder. I mean, that's pretty obvious. I don't know how you wouldn't know about that. But apparently some people have zero clue that that's, you know, if my boyfriend or husband or wife or girlfriend has that on there.
Swiping in any direction to show interest to the other person based off of their looks, I would
I'm just saying, how did y'all not know that that
dating app.
How did y'all not know that that was bad? Y'all didn't see Tinder and y'all didn't hear about Tinder? Y'all know about Tinder? We never did Tinder because thank God we missed that trend.
Is that even still a thing?
I guess it is. It's very popular. And then Bumble is the female version of Tinder where a woman controls whether you can message them or not at all. Apparently. Then there's this thing called Viber. V-I-B-E-R. It has secret chats. It allows you to have secret conversations. It deletes automatically after a certain length of time. It can you can send messages, images, video. So, yeah. So that was one. Did you have something that you wanted to add?
I'm looking it up.
Okay.
I'm looking it up.
And then,
real quick, though. Yeah. How many people did you say?
It was like 60 million people in a relationship or married.
60 million people in a relationship are married?
Yeah, on
60 million people in a relationship are married? Or how?
What are you talking about? There were 60 million people that had the Ashley Madison app.
Okay, okay. That's what I wanted to
that
make
were
sure.
In a relationship or married.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang, okay. That really...
Okay. Anyway, wow. So Viber, back to that, hun. It also allows hidden chats. So if your spouse picks up your phone and goes through your chats, the affair will not be visible. Once
That's
you key
so
in a pin,
up.
The chat appears within the main list, and you can pick up the conversation where you left off.
Okay. I have... This is mind-blowing to me.
Okay.
I want to go back to your Ashley Madison statistic you threw out there. 60 okay. million people.
That's what it said. Yeah.
60 million.
Yeah.
When you look at the amount of people that reside in the United States of America,
uh-huh.
It's 1 in 5.
Ew.
1 in 5? They're not even married. How many of them are... What is the percentage of the 328 million...
I don't know.
Americans
I don't do math.
That aren't even 18 years old. How many of y'all got Ashley Madison, y'all freaks?
Oh my God, Justin.
Really?
We are a non-judgmental podcast. If you want to cheat, you can cheat. We just don't. Because I like my husband.
I like my wife. I'm just saying, like, I don't know.
I mean, if you want to cheat, then go for it. I'm just saying.
Maybe they're talking about accounts. I don't know. But that's a really, really
I don't know what exactly they're talking about. They just said 60 million users. And then, what was their quote? Life's short, have an affair. That was their quote. Remember?
Why would you want to do that, though?
I don't know.
But, no, seriously, I mean.
I don't. So. But I used to be like really lonely and unhappy. So
we're not going to judge. It just blows my mind.
I also get it. I just finally am in a relationship where I'm happy. So
yeah,
I don't judge you either way. I'm just saying you could just leave them and be happy.
Well, we have another show coming up after this one that you guys may really find interesting. That kind of. Well, I mean, yeah.
I'm not anywhere near done if you want me
No, I'm not looking down this one. I'm just saying that, you know, it really supports both sides. So go ahead.
Okay. There's another one called Signal. Now, these next two, the Signal one and the next one, they're for more professional types like yourself, Justin. So you can use them for work too. So it would not raise a red flag to your person if you're a businessy type person. But they also have the disappearing messages, and you can activate it just for conversations with that person and set a timer, making it perfect for those with a snoopy significant other. Like when you know that they're not around you, you can set it to only be active during the time you know they're at work or something.
That's completely messed up.
Yeah, and then there's Telegram. This is also a really popular choice. Most people, even those that are not cheating, use this app. So it won't raise suspicions then if you install it on your phone. I feel like I'm also giving people like, oh, that's a good one.
Like yeah, that's one. What I'm sitting here thinking. I'm like, why are we going through these and explaining them? Because I feel like we're giving them...
Because I want them to know what to look for, too. I didn't know about all these. Dirty. Okay.
I didn't either. I just... I feel like we're giving bad plugs to...
No, it's fine. Anyway, really so it has an auto-destruct. It destructs the whole app if you want it to.
What?
Yeah. There's also a Tinder. I mean, y'all knew that. But there's a fake calculator that, like, keeps, like, other stuff, like pictures and stuff like that and text messages and stuff like that.
I'd be the idiot that opened it trying to add up, you know, freaking my tip.
It works as a calculator, too, though, from what I read. It works as a calculator. But then if you put in, like, a certain thing, it opens up all these pictures and stuff that you hid. Then there's the vault hide. And then there's one that disguises itself as a stock market app.
That's why you brought up the stocks.
Yeah. So it disguises itself and like you even open it, like there's actual like stock stuff on it. And then you go to like the certain place and put in a pin and you can get to like dirty text messages and pictures and conversations. And you can even like do other stuff with it. So yeah.
What the flip.
Yeah.
Why?
Then there's WhatsApp, like we talked about. It has the end-to-end encryption and everything. So it would never show up on like your phone logs and everything. But then even people like my dad use it. Obviously, he's not cheating, you know. But then there's the Facebook Messenger disappearing secret chat, like we talked about. And then there's iMessage where, you know, everybody can use that on their iPhone, but then if you like block messages, then some places it can go to a different thing, a different folder.
Isn't technology just such a beautiful freaking thing? I grew up writing, you know, notes.
Yeah. Then there's Snapchat, like we said, those disappear. Then Tinder, which is rated the most famous cheating dating app in the world. That's where apparently everyone that's in a relationship goes to find the next person or the person that they're going to hang out with while they're with their person. Then there's Bumble, the one that's the girl Tinder. And then there's Lovo. You can use that app. It's really popular among cheaters because it offers the possibility to get in touch with people who live in your area. Mm-hmm. But here's a little nugget of information for you. Did you know that if you have a Gmail account, wherever your location is on your phone is keeping a detailed record of all the places you go? So if your significant other is going to restaurants or, you know, shady motels and other locations, you can find that just by clicking view your location history in Google Maps from their phone. Yep. So where you been going, Justin?
Kroger, Marathon. I was at the attorney. I was in a deposition all day yesterday. I was in a mediation.
You do go to Kroger a lot. I do go to Kroger. You're a good husband.
Okay, so so here's my question. Mm-hmm. What do you want people to take away from this?
Basically, don't be blind, okay? If your spouse is doing, or your, you know, person that you're in a relationship with is doing something shady, then, you know the signs. If I want to boil it down, mainly secrecy is the worst thing. So if you feel like you have to stop what you're doing or minimize what you're doing or have an app that deletes a bunch of stuff or you feel like you need to log off every time your significant other comes in the room or is around you unannounced, then you probably don't need to be doing it. Transparency is the foundation of trust. And without trust, you don't have anything.
That's a really good point. I had a boss tell me one time, or actually more of a leader. He told me to that if you would work as if your boss, manager, whoever, was sitting right beside you, you would always do the best job. I've tried to apply that to marriage. Mm-hmm. Is if I always act as if my wife is sitting beside me, I will always perform my best. I won't ever do anything that, you know.
Right.
I mean, we're guys. We're going to, you know, don't have more than two beers. I might have a third beer. But, like, nothing more than that, you know. Don't go touch that blonde girl's butt. Oh, no, I'm going to go home and I'm going to touch that blonde girl's butt. You know, I don't know. This is just weird because it's
scary, though.
It's very scary, especially
like,
when you have
all
kids.
All these things that are designed to be a bad person.
Where do you think these people's minds were when they developed these apps?
Like, well, what do you I read one review thinking? And it was like, oh, thank goodness. Maybe my girl won't catch me this time. Like, that was their review on this app.
Yeah, but what do you think, like the mindset of the developer was?
I think that they think that a lot of people like to have a side piece or two or three or four. I mean, look at the whole Jason Collier thing that blew up. Okay?
Oh, my God. Well, he should have probably looked into some of these apps that you listed.
Probably.
So your reason for listing these apps is to bring awareness.
I want everybody to know, like, if your significant other has one of these things and you've been feeling sketched out anyway, okay, well, here's you some surefire signs then, because nobody needs these, honestly. If you're using them and you don't want a happy marriage, then, you know, let's find a way to leave or something. Because cheating is only going to hurt you too, I guess. Nobody gets away from that scot-free.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just saying, two sides of the coin. It can either be, you know, your spouse that's doing it. It can be you that's doing it. I'm just saying, you're eventually going to get caught. So, it's a little PSA. You will get caught. I promise.
You will get caught. That's very true. You know why?
Why?
Because there is a thing called a digital footprint.
Yeah. I'm not a techie person, but you know about that.
Basically, everything you do online, everything you say, every tweet, every Insta post.
Well, I mean, that's what we've told our kids. Like, it's all, anything you put online, it's out there.
Is it worth it, though?
No.
No, not at all. So, guys, the information that we provided you tonight, I'm going to let Alex explain a little further the reason that we provided this information. But, you know, be aware, and it's not worth it. Because this could, I know, it was a Pauly Shore type thing. It's not worth it.
I thought you were like Cheech and Chonging it. I didn't know what you were doing.
It's not worth it, Holmes. What are you doing with that, man, bro?
Stop or we're going to get hashtag canceled, Justin.
Okay. But no, I mean, it's really not. Somebody's going to find out about it. Like you said, they're going to find out. They're going to know.
Well, that's what you were worried about. You were worried about, you know, what is everybody going to take away from this? Are they just going to all go become serial cheaters now because we gave them all this
huge fear? Yes,
information.
It was.
But I think that everybody, I mean, I didn't research this and now I'm like, oh yeah, now I'm going to go diddle all these dudes, you know?
Well, so, I would hope not.
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
I can track every one of you on the software system we have here. I know where all my listeners are.
Not specifics. Don't not be scared. We're not like TSA or anything.
TSA.
I don't
CIA.
Know. Yeah, maybe. I don't know math and I don't know acronyms.
Or government agencies. It's okay.
Okay. Anyway, So I'm just saying, like, I took the information, and if I saw it on a friend's phone or something, I'd be like, dude, why do you have this? You know, that's what I would do with it. I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, I'm going to go get that secret calculator, you know, to do bad things with.
So basically be aware, be responsible. There is a digital footprint that follows you around everywhere you go. And, you know, talk to your significant other and have these conversations. Don't wake them up in the middle of the night, though. If you happen, I mean, all right, guys. If you get their phone and they're asleep and it's 2 a.m.
Sometimes that's the best time to ambush somebody.
I don't know about that. And you both dream banking a little bit. Don't wake him up slapping him in the head with an iPad going, you son of a... Why do you have Snapchat?
Oh, that wasn't me. I didn't do that.
Huh?
I didn't do that.
Well, no, I didn't want to make it about you.
Okay, I was just like, oh, good, that one wasn't about me.
The characters and portrayals may have been changed.
For the purpose of this hearing.
Hearing.
Well, you're not viewing it.
Oh, yeah, that's
you're hearing.
There you go. So, guys, just like I said, you know, make sure you're being aware. Make sure that you are, be responsible with these things. Don't use these apps for their unintended purpose.
Or their intended purpose, if you're going to use one
of some
of
them,
the
their intended
dirty
purpose.
Ones.
You know, make sure that you're, I guess here is...
Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you.
That's very true. Respect your spouse and think about it before you go and you download some of these apps.
But also, if you just got into a relationship, look for the signs that they're not a great person, possibly.
That's
don't just
a huge
go in there
one.
Blindly, you know, being accepting of everything. They might have some of these on their phone.
I keep her on there because my mom and her mom are friends. Great. Let your mom and her mom be friends. Who cares? I mean,
I keep all our old pictures just because. I mean, I guess I just haven't gotten around to deleting them yet.
She will grab that phone straight up from your hand. She will snatch that thing up. She will delete every photograph with her.
She'll delete them for you.
She will.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't, well,
maybe she's not the one for you.
No, she's probably planning a sneak attack at 2 a.m. with an iPad, and she's going to slap you in the head with it. So if you want to keep that new iPad and you want to keep it intact, delete them photos.
Respect.
All right, guys, respect each other. Respect each other. Respect your spouse. And our next show will be very, 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 it'll be a great follow-up to this one, I believe. Wouldn't you say so?
Possibly. I don't know which one you're talking about.
It'll
we
be
have
one
so
of the,
many ideas.
One of the two, one of the three, one of the four.
Tomorrow we're going
to
a baseball game.
Tomorrow we're going to a baseball game. It'll be one of the next three episodes. We'll let you know which one it is. We gave you this information tonight to be responsible with. So make sure you're being responsible.
Make good choices.
Make good choices.
I've been watching too much Bailey, Sarayan.
Drink responsibly, download responsibly,
download.
Respond responsibly.
Subscribe.
Subscribe to us. Share with your friends. Don't share yourself with
the
your friends.
The podcast app is a very good app.
The
that's one we can
app.
Get behind right there.
And you know what apps you guys should be downloading? It isn't real quick. What
shameless
what?
Plug. Real
shameless
fast.
Plug. What is your what was some of yours that you shouldn't download? If you want to make your marriage work, you want to make your relationship work, you don't want to
don't download,
be questioned,
you know,
don't
WhatsApp
download.
And Tinder and all those dirty ones. Don't be Facebook secret conversating.
Don't be doing any of that. But if you want to get great content, download Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Deezer, Listen Notes, and Player FM. You want to find them? It's very easy. Go to bit.ly /TST on whatever directory you choose. For example, if you decide that you want to find us on Apple, go to bit.ly/TST on Apple. If you happen to be an iHeartRadio fan, go to bit.ly/TST on iHeart. Now, if you're one of those kids that, you know, knew of the band before anyone else knew of the band, and you want to check us out on Deezer, bit.ly/TST on Deezer. It's that way on across all the directories. If you want to find us on any of them, go to bit.ly/TST on search your directory. You'll find us there. If you want to find us on our Facebook page, go to www.facebook.com/thespeakingtreatment and go to our direct page. And we still have the link up on the homepage for the, which episode was it? Number 8 of Baby Blues.
Mm-hmm.
If you are needing any kind of help and you want to reach out to Alex directly, you can send her a message there, thespeakingtreatment.com. All right, guys. I think it was a pretty good show.
I liked it. I learned a lot.
I learned a lot leading up to it. We hope that you guys learned a lot. We love you.
Peace.
See you guys tomorrow. Later.
Bye. This is for the G's, and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, not back to the G's.